Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And I am here with tech guru and NJGHS producer of The Deadline, Ryan Sato.
Hello.
How are you this week?
Same as last week.
Really? You didn't recover? I know you had the weekend from hell the previous week. But still reeling from that one, huh?
Yeah.
Aw. Sorry. My weekend was pretty good.
Oh, I'll bet it was.
I'm loving life with this new computer, too. Boy. You know, if you have to lose a job, I gotta say, it was nice that I turned in that company only gave us HP, and what a crap-ass computer that was.
As soon as you had told me they were buying them, I told you exactly what they were.
God, I mean, less than a year old, it blew out a motherboard, constantly had problems, would have brain farts out the wazoo. I mean, it's just the crappiest computer. And now I've got this Dell that you turn it on, it's like, boom, comes to life. It's
any new computer, when you turn it on, is going to do that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just...
See, with the HP, you didn't get it straight out of the box. Your IT department got it straight out of the box and had to do all the other stuff on top of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the point I'm making is HP took forever to boot up. I mean, Dell is like you push the button, it's like da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it's there, ready to rock and roll. HP is like one hourglass after another.
I predict.
Oh, good.
By Thanksgiving.
I'm going to hate my computer?
You know, you're going to be giving it to me to fix.
Oh, no. I took out a 2-year warranty on it, too, so you're safe. Anything goes wrong, they come right to my place. They have to do it all. I paid.
Did you get regular or gold tech support?
I don't think gold. I think it's just whatever. It was like a 2-year thing.
Hello, this is Dell. Can I help you?
Well, you know, steady customer.
See, when you get gold,
yeah,
it's U.S. tech support.
Really? Wow.
You're guaranteed to get talked to an regular English-speaking person. And that person, he will give you his direct number.
Wow.
And he will work with you specifically one-on-one on your problem until it's solved.
But I have you.
That's why I'm changing my number.
They're like, well, do you want to? I'm like, nah, I got Brian. I'll just take the regular. But I got 2 years, you know. So I figured I was going over and above there.
Ooh.
Anyway, so enough about computer techno geek talk. But, this is amazing this time of year. I can't believe it. It's already the middle of October. Do you know 1 year ago when this show airs, it's airing on October 12th. It was a year ago, October 12th. I was sitting in the Montel Williams studios.
Ooh.
Yep. I got to be in I guess it was first or second row there, and Sylvia Brown got to talk to me. And
yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, that's right. They called you first,
exactly.
Right? And you didn't have the day off or something?
I couldn't take that much time because they needed 2 days.
Well, yeah, we had 1 day that we went to Eastern
State
and filmed.
And then one for the show.
Yeah, it was Tuesday we were at Eastern State and Thursday we were in the studio. And that Thursday, October 12th, is Sylvia Brown's birthday.
Mm.
And a couple idiots in the audience would stand up and say, oh, happy birthday, Sylvia. I'm like, you morons, it's going to air on October 31st. So now people watching the show think Sylvia Brown's birthday is Halloween. Wrong. It's October 12th.
Most people know these shows are taped ahead of time.
Yeah, but in case you didn't, that's her birthday. She is a Libra. She's October 12th. And, it was fun, so... I guess that's it for our big time, our 15 nanoseconds of fame, but that was fun. I don't really have anything big like that lined up this year.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, I've got some interviews. Actually, I'm supposed to be doing an interview, but it's for a paper, and I think they're supposed to call, of course, tomorrow when I've got all this other stuff planned and, you know.
Yeah, all this other stuff.
Well, you know. So, anyway, lots doing. Let's get to our meeting announcements. We have Hackettstown, which is the Northwest Division, headed up by team leader Dina Chirico on October 16th at 293 Main Street in the Community Center in the Blue Room. Then we have Bogota, which is the Northeast Division, on October 25th, headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann. That's the Bogota Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. And then on November 7th, we have the Central Jersey Division, headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish, in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. All meetings start at 7 and end at 8:30 and are free and open to the public to attend. If you have any suspicious findings on pictures or recordings, bring them to the meeting. You don't have to be a member. Show up and use it for share and scare, and they'll review them for you. So you can check that out. Also, check out on our website the presentations page. You can see where I'll be giving the presentation entitled Paranormal Investigating, Capturing Ghosts, Pictures, and Voices, and I'll be doing that throughout the Halloween season. Let's see, the next one is October 16th, and that's at the Washington Williams Women's Club, and that's in the Presbyterian Church Fellowship Hall on Church Street. It's off of Belvedere Ave in Washington. That's Warren County. October 18th, the Saraville Public Library. October 19th, the Cape May County Museum in Cape May Courthouse, New Jersey. That's at 7 o'clock. October 22nd, I'll be at the Matawan Aberdeen Library in Matawan. October 23rd, Felician College in Rutherford. October 24th, Washington Township Public Library, which is located at 37 East Springtown Road in Long Valley. October 25th, Brookdale Community College. And October 26th, Cranford Public Library, which is in Cranford, New Jersey, my old Union County stomping grounds, which, Brian, Linden was Union County, right?
Yes, it was.
We were from the same area. So if you would like your group or library to host this presentation, have them contact me at 908-325-0140 or email laurah@njghs.net. Please know that a $100 honorarium for time and travel is requested. I don't know if I'm going to make it through the show. My stomach is growling so badly. I hope it doesn't come over the microphone.
I hope it does. It's an EVP.
It's killing me. And just a heads up, don't forget to register via PayPal. We take MasterCard, Visa, and whatever, you know, on the website. It's right on the homepage for the NJGHS 500 celebration. It's on Saturday, November 17th at the Sparta Ambulance Squad building located in Sparta, New Jersey. It's from 7 to 11 p.m. It's $25 per person. You get your food and drinks. Food is going to be catered by yours truly here. I'll be making my kick butt baked ziti, my rockin' meatballs. We'll have the standard little hors d'oeuvre things, put out some shrimp with cocktail sauce. So, you know, and I'll put out those nice rolls too. So if people just want like a meatball sub, you can have a meatball sub. So in this way, if you're vegetarian, you have baked ziti. I don't put any meat in the baked ziti. So.
And
what?
And.
The drinks. There'll be a bar. You know,
And.
And what?
And.
Johnny Peso.
And.
Brian will be there.
What other food?
Oh, more food? You want me to make cupcakes?
No.
Brownies.
Yes.
Oh, God. All right, I'll make a crap load of brownies then. And some cookies to put out on a tray for the yummies for the desserts, okay? So, yeah, that's a good idea. Brownies and cookies and, you know, just stuff that you can keep noshing on throughout the night and enjoying the band and going up to the bar and hipping yourself and making a nice drink and kicking back and relaxing. Plus, we'll have soda and stuff, you know, non-alcoholic drinks. But if people want to mix, you know, something simple, whether it's a rum and coke, vodka and orange, what have you, you know. It's a pretty kick-ass deal for $25 a person. You can check out the Johnny Peso Band. They will be playing live at this party, and you can check them out at Peso, peso.homestead.com. You can also check out their MySpace page from my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/NJGHS. If you go to where my friends are listed, the very first friend to click on is Johnny Peso Band. So we will eat, drink, and party hardy to Peso, so make sure you check that out and register online with PayPal. The cutoff is November 1st because I need to know so I make sure I have the bar stocked appropriately, I do the food shopping and catering appropriately. So November 1st is the last day to register for the party. Don't forget to check out Terror Behind the Walls at Eastern State Penitentiary. You can get to them at easternstate.org. Now, if all goes well, Brian will be leading a very select team down to Fort Mifflin.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, we're waiting to hear back. At last count, all they had at Fort Mifflin available was December 15th. So waiting to hear back from them if we can still grab that date and what we can work out. You know, I know it's going to be a little bit more expensive, probably a lot more expensive than when the last time we did a Fort Mifflin event, because we had like 25, 30 people.
You know, I compare the price to Eastern State for what we get for 4 hours at Eastern State. We get 12 to 14 hours there.
Right. It's true. It's a much better deal, even if, you know. But so those of you who responded to Brian saying definitely you want in on the Fort Mifflin smaller team investigation deal, stay tuned. You know, as soon as we get the go-ahead from Fort Mifflin and we know what the pricing will be, I'll let Brian know, because then he has all your email addresses for those of you who signed up through him, and
unfortunately be a first come first serve. I mean, I've definitely had more than 10 people get back to me.
Yeah.
So.
And what I'll do is I'll set up one of the like a spot on the website where, you know, for those of you, that's how we'll do it. We'll just set up a PayPal and you'll register right online.
Mm-hmm.
That way I'll collect the money and I can write the check to Fort Mifflin that Brian can give them that night, and we'll be good to go. So stay tuned for that. I'm waiting to hear back from them. And I think that's it. We'll take a commercial break here.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
Troy Taylor, founder of the American Ghost Society, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for ParaShare. Now, here's the new deal for ParaShares. If you're not an NJGHS member and you send in your paranormal story or ghostly experience, you will receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. That's $20 value. Lifetime membership, people. So send your ParaShares to thedeadline@njghs.net. And if you're already a member, send your ParaShares, and you will get the satisfaction of knowing you contributed and your story was read on the show. Okay, now, I didn't get any ParaShares this week, I'll be honest.
What a shocker.
I know. However, I saw this article online, and I thought, you know what? It's worthy of a mention. It's definitely an honorable mention here. It's called Tooth Loss in Elderly Linked to Mental Impairment. Now, this was from September 18th, New York. It says, let's see. It was from Reuters Health. Older people who have lost their teeth are at more than threefold greater risk of memory problems and dementia, UK researchers report.
Where else?
What, the UK?
Yeah. A lot of tooth loss there.
Yeah. This study essentially raises questions rather than answering them, Dr. Robert Stewart of King's College London, the study's lead author, told Reuters Health. The measurements were taken at the same time, so we are not able to say what caused what. Oh, there you go. It's possible that people with cognitive impairment simply take worse care of their teeth, he added. But there are also mechanisms by which poor dental health itself could harm the brain. One message still stands regardless of what caused what, he said. Particular attention may need to be paid to the health and nutrition of people with cognitive impairment because they may also have dental problems. Stewart and his colleague Vasant Hirani at University College London looked at 2,463 men and women 65 and older who were living independently, as well as 1,569 elderly people residing in nursing homes. Among people living independently, 40% had no teeth. Compared to 68% of those in nursing homes, the investigators report in the Journal of American Geriatric Society. The researchers calculated that people with no teeth were at 3.57 times greater risk of having cognitive impairment than those who had some or all of their teeth. The relationship was only significant for people who lived independently, while there was no similar association among nursing home residents. There are two possible ways poor dental health might boost the risk of cognitive problems, Stewart noted. Firstly, dental disease often causes prolonged inflammation and infection in the mouth. You know what? It's just killing me. Am I sitting here? Did I not just choke down two more painkillers for this wicked, I don't know if it's a sinus infection? Right now, the doctor is treating me as if it's a sinus infection, has me on this killer antibiotic, which is destroying the lining of my stomach. But on the other hand, I'm going to the dentist just to be sure because it really feels like a bad toothache. And this couldn't have come at a better time to read about how I'm going to be losing my mind for my poor dental health.
Too late.
Oh, man. Let's see. Firstly, dental disease often causes prolonged inflammation and infection in the mouth. Both of these may alter some factors in the blood, which might possibly cause problems in the brain. Oh, good Lord. The blood doesn't even touch the brain. What is this guy's problem? Secondly, people who lose a lot of teeth tend to alter their diet. There's a lot of interest at the moment in the association between diet and some forms of dementia, like Alzheimer's disease. Well, you know what? I eat a lot of Wendy's, so if it becomes linked to Alzheimer's, there you go. If people move towards a less balanced diet as a result of their loss of teeth, then this could result in vitamin deficiencies and other problems which might affect the brain. More research is needed, Stewart and Hirani conclude, before a causative relationship can be proven or disproven. However, it is certainly a good idea for all sorts of reasons to take care of your teeth as you get older and to make sure that any problems are dealt with promptly by an appropriate specialist, Stewart said. If you do lose teeth, you may find that you have to change your diet, but it is important to make sure that it stays balanced. Your family doctor, dentist, or a dietitian can advise on this. So there you have it. So people are either losing their minds and losing their teeth, or losing their teeth and then losing their minds. Or what do you think, Brian?
Oh, sorry. Well, I didn't hear that.
Jeez Louise. Am I talking to hear the sound of my voice?
That was such an exciting article.
I know. I just thought it was neat because, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Is it like you go nuts because you can't eat, or... you know, you can't eat and you go nuts, or, you know?
Maybe you just are nuts.
Maybe. Okay, let's do some news of the weird, shall we?
Thank God.
Okay. Now, this is just sick and uncompassionate. As a 27-year-old woman lay dying from a stab wound incurred at a Wichita, Kansas convenience store in June, at least five customers stepped over her to enter the store, including one who stopped to photograph her on a cell phone camera. Now, honestly, people, really. That's disgraceful. This woman's been stabbed and laying there bleeding to death, and you step over her, and worse yet, turn around, let me take a picture and pics message my buddies. God. That's awful. Okay. Megan Conroy, 18, pleaded guilty in Brisbane, Australia in September to assaulting a 40-year-old man in May by kicking him in the testicles because he had mispronounced her first name. And if you ever meet her, it's Megan, not Megan.
That's what reminds me of. Do you ever see, what was that movie, Dodgeball?
No.
Well, the one part, the guy gets... hitting the testicles with a ball. Ooh. They say, ooh, ouch town, population you, bro.
Very nice. Jenny Robertson, purchasing a home on a golf course in Maricopa, Arizona, had the home scrutinized according to feng shui principles to assure open spaces and the correct placement of doors and windows, according to a June New York Times story. But to her consternation, apparently nowhere in feng shui teaching is the concept of bad golfers, said Robertson. When I go outside, it's like it's like dodgeball out there.
See, I'm psychic.
See, how about that? Yep, well, there you go, hon. If you can afford to be on the golf course, you know, you got a deal. Mom knows best. A solution more disturbing than the problem. David Armour, then 13, wheezed all the time and could not do any exercise, said his mother of Glasgow, Scotland. speaking about her son's severe asthma. His complete recovery, according to a July report in the Scottish Daily Record, is attributed to 2 years of dedication and learning to play the bagpipes.
Nice.
Nice, Mom. A Lake Charles, Louisiana man was killed in August by a single gunshot, which was explained by Sheriff Tony Mancuso. The man and his girlfriend were engaged in consensual sexual behavior involving a firearm when the firearm was discharged, resulting in his death.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
And finally, a 60-year-old female rancher was killed in August in Mitchell, Australia, when a 10-month-old male camel, recently arrived as a birthday gift for the woman, apparently mistook her for a female camel, knocked her to the ground, and lay on top of her in what one camel expert said, no doubt, was sexual behavior, crushing her with his 330 pounds.
Well, she wanted a hump for her birthday.
One hump or two, love. She didn't survive the one hump. And that's your news of the weird.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Start making plans now to join us for the paranormal event of 2007.
The Halloween Spooktacular, October 27th at the Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor, author of 50 of the best-known books on haunted history, not to mention the Ghost Hunter's Guidebook.
Meet the rock and roll ghost hunter Keith Age from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked and Del Kazmarek, president of the renowned Ghost Research Society.
Join in the discussion with Rosemary Ellen Guiley and psychic detective Ken Berg.
Meet Becky Ray and Laura Moon, host of Darker Side of the Moon Radio. And of course, there's us.
The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, live from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
If that's not enough, folks, there's a free tour of the Greenwood Cemetery and a big screen viewing of the 1932 classic movie, The Old Dark House.
There's even a haunted Decatur tour and a late night hunt of the Lincoln Theater itself, sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
Seating is limited, folks. Make reservations now at www.prairieghost.com/halloween.html or by calling 888-446-7859. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express accepted.
It's not just spooky.
It's spooktacular.
Okay, it's time for Haunted Trivia. Last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked what is the name of the historic site in Hackensack, New Jersey, where General von Steuben's ghost was witnessed in 1951. The answer, River's Edge Manor. Okay, it's River's Edge Manor, located in Hackensack, New Jersey, so you should check it out. Now, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of semi-challenging.
About time.
The Legal Tender Saloon, so named in 1969, has several ghosts. One is a lady dressed in an elegant white gown and is seen floating up the steps to the balcony in the parlor room. The ghost of a little girl is seen sitting on the stairs. A man ghost dressed in black has been seen helping himself to a drink at the bar. Story goes that he was shot by a stray bullet during the gambling hall days. The building was built in 1881 and originally called the blank. You get extra credit if you can also state the name it had in the 1950s. So be the first person to give the name of this building in 1881. If you want extra credit, you can give the name it had in the 1950s. And email those answers to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. And you'll win the new New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society t-shirt. It's black. It's got the white logo on it. Pretty cool.
It's black. It's white. It's cotton.
You've been in the clothing industry too long, huh, Brian?
That's it.
Yeah. It's just Jack. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And again, good shout out to Sean Kelly of Eastern State, program director there. Eastern State Penitentiary, Terror Behind the Walls. People, check it out.
Sean, we're waiting for our invite to the Christmas party. Oh, yeah, like he's going to hear it.
I know, right? But in any event, whoever is listening, all seven of you, because the last count, we were up to seven, I think, you know. Oh, and don't forget, oh, my gosh, we even forgot to remind people last week, it's a brand new month. Go and vote for our show at podcastalley.com. It's so important, people, you know. This is, by the time this is uploading, it's already the second week in October. However many computers you can get to that have different IP addresses, log on to podcastalley.com, search for The Deadline, get our podcast up, and where it says vote, vote for our show. Get all your friends to vote, blast it out through your MySpace pages with the link to go right to it so people can vote for us, because that bumps us up in the ranking, and it's really important for us, right?
Absolutely.
It really is.
So get off your lazy asses.
Oh, jeez. anyway, nicely put, could you just vote for the show? That would be great. The link even is on our NJGHS deadline page, the Podcast Alley link. You can clink on it. Listen to me. Click on that link, and it'll take you right to where you could just cast a vote. So you could even send that link if you want to all your friends, all your families, post it on your blogs and your MySpace pages.
And now you got me thinking of Colonel Clink. Hogan!
Oh. Wow, that's a blast from the past. Hogan's heroes?
Sergeant Schultz? Jawohl, Herr Kommandant!
He? What was that actor's name
then? I don't remember.
Bob Con?
I don't remember.
Bob something. Look up Hogan's Heroes, quick. Google it real quick.
Oh, come on.
It was Bob, not Bob Conrad, Bob Conway or something, but there was a whole mystery surrounding his death. Some people say suicide, but other people think he was murdered, and they never really came out with a definitive answer.
Hold on, I'm still looking.
Okay, he's looking. Yeah, that was, it was like a real, I mean, he was a good-looking guy. He had a hit television series, and I think it was after Hogan's Heroes. I don't know if he had a drinking problem, and that's where some people said, oh,
John Banner.
No.
Sergeant Schultz, yes.
Not Sergeant Schultz, the lead guy, Hogan.
Bob Crane.
See, wait, I had Bob, and I had a C for the last...
I talked about Sergeant Schultz. You're like, oh yeah, him.
No. I didn't mean him. I meant him. Hogan's Heroes. Hogan.
Bob Crane.
Yes. Do a search on him. You'll see. It tells you about his the mystery surrounding his death. The mystery surrounding his death. Some people say suicide. Other people say he was murdered, and it was a calculated hit on him, and he had all kinds of stuff going on. Oh. It's just a shame. He was such a good-looking guy, and then all that went wrong on him.
Oh, I hate when they do that stuff. Mm. They send you to an ad.
Yeah.
Oh, they have a whole bunch of stuff here. I'm not going to read
see,
it all.
Let me see.
Blah, 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 yada, 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 had higher ambitions, da, 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 da.
Oh, there he is. No, handsome he was.
Hogan's Heroes, da, 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 after it was canceled in 71. He was in Super Dad, a Disney film in Gus. He had some spots on it after... All right. In June 28, 1978, after completing an evening performance and signing autographs, he returned briefly to his apartment with a longtime friend. Before they left again, Patricia, who I don't know... they argued loudly on the phone. They adjourned to a local bar where they had drinks with two women who they had arranged to meet. At 2 a.m., they went back to a coffee shop. An hour later... his friend left a pack for a trip. Back to his hotel room, he called Crane. Crane was allegedly considering ending his lifestyle of heavy partying, was therefore tired. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, come on, scroll down.
Oh, man. Da, 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 da.
His ghastly crime scene photos.
They can't hear you. You're quite far away from your microphone.
Ghastly crime scene photos. Click on the link.
No.
Come on, I want to see the blood, guts, and gore.
Well, we'll see that after. Nobody else can see it.
All
right,
so go on.
No, Crane Stokar and Beginner's Luck, Victoria Berry knocked at his door at around 2 in the afternoon on June 29th. The door to apartment 132A was closed, but told police she had found it unlocked. She entered the apartment and found the room dark. She walked to the bedroom. At first, I thought it was a girl with long, dark hair because all the blood had turned real dark. She thought, oh, Bob's got a girl here. Now, where's Bob? Well, she's done something to herself. Bob has gone to get help. That time I recognized blood. It was like a strange feeling. She took a closer look and realized what she was looking at. The whole wall was covered from one end to another with blood. I sort of just stood there and I was numb. He was curled up in a fetus position on his side and he had a cord tied around his neck and a bow. Oddly, Barry's the only one who recalled seeing the cord tied in the bow. Crime scene photos and police reveal no bow. Blah, blah, blah.
No physical signs of a struggle were apparent and later...
Oh, we're not going to read all this. This is too long.
Well, what's the link, people?
Just Google it. Just put Bob Crane's death.
Yeah.
And you can see a whole bunch of sites about that.
But yeah, that was pretty sad, pretty mysterious, pretty gross. Okay. So we'll just wrap it up here because we got to get on the road. We got things to do, places to go, people to kill. Oops, no.
Bikes right. to ride.
Stay tuned to the NJGHS.net website and sign up for our Yahoo group so you get the latest and greatest info blasted right to your email account. Keep an eye on the site for the NJGHS 500 party that's coming up. Make sure you register for that before November 1st or by November 1st. All right? Anything else, Brian?
Nope, let's get out of here.
Okay. Well, thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Chirico, and Laura Lindemann. And as always, Don Slepian of DonSlepian.com for our theme song, Dance of the Dead. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life you have to meet The Deadline.